You're listening to Denver Jamgrass, connecting fans and bands since 2014. We've got a really special episode today. This was recorded at the last ever night of Grass for That Ass Thursdays at Cervantes here in Denver. This series has been going on every Thursday for the last 7 or 8 years, and it was great for us to be there to capture the very, very last moment of it. We're really glad that you're tuned into the episode and showing your support for Denver Jamgrass. If you want to support us in other ways, we have started a Patreon account. You can find that at patreon.com/denverjamgrass. On today's episode, we're featuring audio from Hot Buttered Rum. Enjoy.
It's the last grass for that ass. Let's get a big whale to say goodbye to. We're going to go whale.
Something new. I've been beat up, broke down, under gun. I can't believe what you done. I'm on my way to you. You looking and looking for something new. I've been beat up, broke down and under the gun. I can't believe what you've done. we just met. She's just the girl for me, and I want all the world to see me mad. Lie, 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 lie. Hadn't been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I dream of her tonight. Lie, 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 lie. Falling, yes, I am falling, and she is calling me back again.
Yeah, Brian and Eric and I have been playing music together for 20 years now. Eric and I were roommates in the dormitories at Lewis and Clark College. And, I mean, we started playing music together in, I mean, it was 1996. And then we've just kept on at it for all these years in various forms. Had these amazing parties where, I don't know, everyone would get naked and drunk, and we'd be playing at the center of it all. And we had a gut bucket player. You know what a gut bucket is? It's like a washed up bass. And our gut bucket player, Matt, would get up on top of the gut bucket, and he would preach fire and brimstone.
I'm gonna bend my own. with my bluegrass band. She's in another city with another man, another man, another man, another man. Another city with another man, another man. Oh, oh, sit down, boys, and pour that whiskey round. I gotta say I'm happy with the cards as they've come down. But I think of the women and the hearts I have known. Lives in different cities where the men are all alone. I think of the children that could have been my own, could have been my own.
BCH and Eric Yates on banjo and dobro and lead vocals, and James Stafford on drums and mandolin. These days, Hot Buttered Rum has a rotating soloist chair, and so tonight it is Dan Andre on fiddle. The band used to be four songwriters. And it was our strength, but it was also a liability. And it was ultimately the downfall of an early incarnation of Hot Buttered Rum. There were just too many cooks in the kitchen and too many different visions for what it was. You know, some of us wanted it to be like basically a jam grass group. And then some of us wanted it to be, I don't know, sort of like Michael Fronte or something. And then some of us wanted it to be like a sit-down bluegrass folk music environment. And so there were those competing visions that created what Hot Buttered Rum was and is.
You got to pay your dues and sing your blues as you make your way out to the glory land. Good Lord. Through the woes and the lows and the little tiny shows, you just do them all the best you can. I tell you, you just do them all the best you can. Well, I'm running and helping lift that speaker high, cause there ain't a road is here tonight, it's just you and I. Sleeping again, passed out in the van. We gotta load her up and get her gone as best we can. You got to pay your dues and sing your blues. You make your way out to the glory land. I'm the one and the lows and the little tiny show. You do them all the best you can. Play that fiddle, man. Thank you.
we're much more of a jam grass band than like a straight down the middle jam grass band than we were, you know, 10 or 15 years ago. I feel like if we could have had more clarity early on, we could have gone deeper with it. I mean, we are going deeper with it now, but we could have gone deeper with it at the point where we were touring 200 dates a year. And now that just isn't logistically possible. We all have families and we all have, you know, different musical projects, and we're producing records for other people, and, you know, everything's busy. And, oh, that sounds good. Sounds good, y'all.
Thank you.
my bed, crease in the middle, somewhere out there in Lakewood, or maybe it was Aurora. And then I drove my ass down to Five Points. I got some grass for my ass down to Five Points on a boot.
I'm grateful to do this. You know, most bands don't last 20 years, and you see all the things that drive bands apart. I mean, families, you know, money, inconsistency, substance abuse, and we've had a touch of all those things in various amounts. And I'm grateful that I'm still really good friends with my bandmates, and that we love doing this.
Questions fell to mind. Are we meant through happiness? Are we built to be distressed? Are we just a lonesome creature by design? I'm sitting here low,
sitting here wondering.
Just when I know what's coming my way. Well, I found
peace
before me.
When
I found peace, my dying day.
I love producing records for other people. I've got about 3 projects going right now with other people, and it really is fun to dig in and and sort of get into this selfless mode where you're getting into what someone else's vision is and then using the tools that I have to get that out. And somehow that's a good yin to the yang of my creative endeavor too.
thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing, a young gun's dream of growing up to ride on the freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound. No one seemed to care, but mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest. She wanted me to have the best. She tried so very hard, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one can steer around, but mama tried, mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but I'm pleading night and night, and it's only me to blame, cause mama tried. Child from a family meek and mild, mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, for the bad I kept on turning, mama couldn't hold me anymore. And after 21 in prison, doing life without parole, no one could steer me around, but mama tried, mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her bleeding night and night, that means only me to blame, cause mama tried, oh mama tried.
Soon, get some grass for your ass. We loves you.
Hot buttered rum, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you guys all very much for the last 6 years or 7 years or 8 years, however long it's been that Grass for the Ass is going. And if you guys are really loud, they're going to do a bunch more songs. I told them they could play all night if they wanted. So give it up one more time for Hot Buttered Rum.
You've been listening to Denver Jamgrass, connecting fans and bands since 2014. Today's episode was recorded, mixed, and mastered by Max Paley, and the audio from the show and the interview were captured by Kirk Hubbard. We wanted to thank the House of Pod here in Denver for all of their support for the podcasters. We also want to thank the Lawrence Podcast Network. And once again, if you're interested in supporting Denver Jamgrass and all of our programming, including production of this podcast episode, please think about contributing at patreon.com/DenverJamgrass. See you soon.
Get on up with a little bit of joy and a little bit of sorrow. The syrup's on my fingers and the sugar's on my tongue. I find it hard to disagree.